If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes, which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again, 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test. If you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is, I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is, you can find out what your MBTI type is, and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the Navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal, as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, Navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10, is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. Speaking of Bharani nakshatra, nakshatra number 2, we are still in Aries between 13.20 degrees to 26.40. Remember, each nakshatra is 13 degrees 20 minutes wide. Bharani nakshatra, still in Aries but ruled by Venus. Remember, we covered in previous videos of nakshatras, Venus nakshatras have a dominant theme of relationships. It's more about protecting life. Venus is about everything to do with people, relationships, food, resources, money, spouses, that kind of issues. And what was Bharani nakshatra's theme, if you remember correctly? It is bearing restraint, keeping respectable boundaries, bearing restraint and control in order to protect, holding the burden with responsibility in order to deliver. We are talking about the womb energy, which is signified in Bharani. Okay, the child is held upside down in a mother's womb till it's fully ready to pop out, right? That's the energy of Bharani which we are talking about. Once you understand these energies, it's easy to translate it to, you know, any divisional chart you want, natal, navamsha, d10, anything you want, but you have to understand the energy signature. But because it is in Aries, it still has that Martian fire, right? So we have to got to deal with that. So what are the talents of Bharani nakshatra, planets coming in this? Creativity, determination, resourcefulness, abilities, endurance, transformation, and artistic skills. See there, Venus signature, artist. Venus is refinement. Ambition for Bharani is to create lasting impact, transform society, and achieve recognition. Like I said, Venus is refinement, and in Bharani, it has to do with relationships. Fulfillment in career comes from arts, entertainment, Venus, psychology and healing professions, people. So Bharani, think artistry of any kind or psychology and deep healing processes. Venus is the transformational planet. It can bring the dead back to life, that planet. Only that planet has that capacity. The strengths of Bharani are they can be strong-willed, resilient and creative. Now, if you put planets like Mercury, Mars or Venus here, it becomes very strongly personal trait, right? These are personal planets, even Moon. Weaknesses is this, they can be stubbornness, they can have emotional volatility or being overcommitted, doing too much in relationships, demanding too much from relationships. Opportunities, artistic endeavors, transformative projects, healing and counseling roles. See, again, you get the transformation of Venus here and you get healing and counseling with respect to people or artistic endeavors with respect to Venus. Once we finish these 27 videos, you will not have any doubts about nakshatras, what they bring to the table. It's just that you have to put in respective planets to get respective energies out of it in the nakshatra and in the sign, zodiac sign. So we are still talking about a Martian kind of fire when we are in the sign of Aries. Okay. Keywords with respect to career, talents, abilities, art career, design career, creative professional, artist, designer, therapy career, counseling profession, mental health profession, therapist, counselor, midwifery, obstetrician and gynecology pretty much fall in the same thing, women's health professional, childbirth professional. Again, all of these tie into the strengths of Bharani, where they shine at in career. So if you put Saturn in Bharani, they might be indulging in this as the career path. If you put Mercury in this, they might be more of a counselor, because Mercury loves to talk. If you put Mars here, they might be more action-oriented, because it's already in a fiery sign. It's in Mars, it's in his own sign. Best working relationships, Rohini Nakshatra, because it enhances the creative projects with beauty and harmony. Pushya Nakshatra offers support and structure to Bharani's transformative efforts. Bharani is interested in transformation. The womb is interested in transformation. This is the first sign among all the 27 nakshatras. This is the first one which begins the process of transformation. Creation of life happens in the womb, where something inanimate is being transformed into something life-giving. Next working relationship is Anuradha Nakshatra, provides loyalty and depth. Anuradha is all about that. We shall see that later. Aiding in psychological and healing roles. So they need partners which can support their roles, and these nakshatras, ascendant or moon in this, can support Bharani Nakshatra, ascendant or moon, very well. Now let's dive into the Enneagram type. What kind of Enneagram does this tie into? How does it help? First Enneagram type is type 4. Let's get into type 4. What does type 4 mean? So if you are an Enneagram type 4 who is an individualist, whose key traits are expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed and temperamental, their basic fear is having no identity or personal significance. So this individualist desires strongly to have some impact on the society. See? Transformational society. That's their ambition of Bharani, to transform the society. These are the ones who will take up causes. Mars in Bharani will take up cause, social causes. Especially related to women and children, symbolized by the womb. Motivation of individualist is expressing individuality, avoiding the mundane, seeking depth and authenticity. See, that's how they can make careers in this kind of ways. Therefore, if you're an individualist type 4, you should select some career and you have Bharani Nakshatra. By the way, I'm tying three different sciences. So play, just go with me here. If you are the type 4 individualist in Enneagram, and if you have Bharani Nakshatra dominant, one, two or more planets sitting here, you should try for careers relating to counseling, mental health, therapist, counselor, you know, these kind of roles, more people-oriented roles, because you want to make an impact, you want to be expressive. Their basic desire is to find themselves and their significance, to create an identity from an individualistic point of view. Next one, type 2. Type 2 is the helper, like you can see. Type 2, the helper, wants to do what? His traits are, he is generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing and possessive. The traits of woman right there we can see, right? The basic fear is being unwanted and unworthy of being loved. So this is a people person essentially, type 2, the helper. Motivation being needed, appreciated, forming close relationships. There's the key word for you. So the career for type 2 helper, if you are the type 2 Enneagram and if you have Bharani Nakshatra with Saturn in it, for example, you're very driven. Saturn in Aries can be very fiery, very restless, very wanting the job which is kind of self-fulfilling. So you might be better at healthcare professionals like a therapist, counselor, midwifery, obstetrician and so on. Women's health professional, that would be better for you as type 2 Enneagram plus Bharani, combine the two. Okay, for the type 3, who is the achiever, what's the energy there? So if you are the type 3, the achiever, with the prominent Bharani presence in your natal or Navamsha or D10, your key traits would be, you're adaptive, you're excelling, you're driven, image conscious. Basic fear is being worthless. Basic desire is to feel valuable and worthwhile. When does a person feel worthwhile? It can be either one. All these professions are worthwhile. There is nothing worthless in the creation. Motivation is achieving success, being admired, avoiding failure. Centers of intelligence is the heart. moving towards people. So again, people related professions, right? So if you're a type 3 Enneagram and you have Bharani, you are good at people related professions like counseling, therapy, childbirth professional, that kind. Okay. Now let's tie in the MBTI types. So if you want to tie all these three into the nakshatra, you better know your Vedic astrology chart. You better know your Enneagram type and MBTI types, for which I have made a separate playlist. You can look up the channel. MBTI type. The MBTI type for Bharani is, number one, MBTI type INFP. So INFP, what does he bring? The mediator, the diplomats. Bharani has a dominant presence of diplomat energy so far as MBTI is concerned. INFP, the mediator, is the poetic kind, altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. Mars in Bharani with INFP as mediator, as an MBTI, would make good transformative projects. Okay, healing and counseling roles. They can become a good cause. They can work for social causes. Mars is very interested in a cause-oriented target achievement. Characteristics, they are idealistic, empathic, open-minded and reserved. INFPs prioritize creativity and personal growth. They often spend time reflecting, writing or engaging in artistic pursuits. There you go. So art career, design career, creative professional, artist, designer of any kind. If you are an INFP diplomat in the MBTI model and you have Bharani Nakshatra dominant, personal planets or even Saturn, you might be wanting to do these career types. Next one, INFJ, the advocate. Description of an INFJ is, they are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealist. Bharani is somewhat of an idealist being in Aries. They are insightful, they are altruistic, they are creative and sensitive. Once again, we seem to be leaning towards artistic abilities. INFJs seek meaningful activities, deepening connections. They often spend time reflecting and helping others. People profession. Artistic and people profession. They excel in roles that align with their values to help others. I can again see counseling, education and social work there. So there you go. More of social work, more of counseling, more of therapy, therapist, professional therapist, coach. These days, many coaches. Personal coach, life coach, that kind of a profession is good for Bharani. If you are an INFJ and have Bharani dominance in your chart. Last one, ENFJ. What does ENFJ bring to the table? The ENFJ is typically a charismatic and inspiring leader, able to mesmerize their listeners. Charismatic, altruistic, empathetic and responsible. ENFJ are organized and proactive. They often take on leadership roles in their community and seek to inspire others. They excel in roles that involve leadership, teaching and helping others. Common fields include education, healthcare and human resources. So I see education and healthcare as dominant. So they can be teaching in art careers, they can be teaching in the mental health care professional, teachers of psychology, for example, teachers of counseling, for example, educating, right? So it can be a combination of Saturn and Mercury in Bharani, combination with ENFJ as your dominant MBTI type. These people should choose professions which are warm and supporting and teaching. I don't see much of human resources here. This is a very fiery sign. We are still in Aries. Be careful of quickly coming to judgments like that. So there you have it. Bharani Nakshatra with different kind of MBTI type as well as Enneagram type. Now, if you don't know Enneagram type and MBTI type, you can take many tests online or you can take the Excel sheet, which I have kept in another playlist with descriptions of how to use them. It's free downloads. It's in the description box of that playlist. Next, we shall see third one after this, Kritika. In the meantime, take care, be safe, and try out this test if Bharani is very dominant in your chart. Bye-bye.